Uzbekistan's putting up some new hoops for churches to jump through. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our stories today are ranging from Christian persecution in Asia to sex trafficking in East Africa. And even when believers are facing significant hurdles, ministry partners are telling us they're seeing God totally come through. First story coming your way today comes from Central Asia, where Uzbekistan has added two new restrictions for religious organizations seeking legal status. Forum 18 says these restrictions have some Christian churches and groups fearful, and rightly so. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith tells us these restrictions will have an impact on churches.
As I understand this, these new restrictions target a couple of areas that are closely related, so it might be hard to tell the difference between the two, but basically one of them is requiring any religious community there that is seeking legal status, apparently they have to provide a notarized copy of the country's official recognition of religious education that's been completed by the head of whatever the religious community is.
But that's not all.
And then apparently whoever the head of a religious educational institution is, they also have to provide some notarized copy of the state's official recognition of the religious education that the head of the institution completed.
Right now there's not a lot of information available as to what type of education is considered acceptable under the requirement. Plus, Griffith says there appears to be no official agency which recognizes foreign religious education. So pray for believers in Uzbekistan as they try to obey the new laws, but also obey Christ. Pray they won't get discouraged. Next, in July, a dam in Laos collapsed and caused flash floods in villages and also in Cambodia. Around 16,000 people were affected and 6,000 were displaced, even though the floods happened months ago. People are yet to experience the worst. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us why.
They've lost all of their possessions, but the real tragedy in it is that all of their rice fields and their harvest area has been destroyed. And so what that does is, although they didn't die or there was no fatalities during the initial flooding, it makes the ongoing ability to survive, it just puts them at a very delicate place. And right now they need help. They need help because it's thousands of people that are just at risk right now.
So villagers have lost their food, homes, and animals. They no longer have a way to support themselves. World Mission is coming alongside these people to meet some of those immediate needs.
We want to be a blessing to these people right now. We want to come alongside of them, regardless of whether they're Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim. That doesn't matter to World Mission. We just want to come alongside of them, love them in the name of Jesus.
And at the same time, they're providing hope by giving solar-powered audio Bibles to the survivors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And our last story is about transformation, but we wanted to warn you there's some difficult content. We'll end today with part two of our conversation with Set Free Ministries. Yesterday, Dean Vandermeer explained why Set Free started working in East Africa. Today, he describes how God is using their ministry to set captives free, literally and spiritually.
There was an orphanage in a town nearby that had 24 girls, and the orphan director was actually putting them in buses on weekends, and he would take them to different villages, and all the girls were being raped 40 to 50 times a night for the weekend, and then he'd bring them back to the orphanage. And we got word of that. We sent in police. We sent in investigators. He ran. The orphanage was closed down. We took all of the girls.
The girls were invited to one of Set Free's Christian schools for AIDS orphans and vulnerable children, where they learned about a Savior who loves them. Vandermeer spoke with some of the girls during a recent visit to East Africa.
They're thriving. Some are teachers. Yeah, they've been set free. The past does not affect their future because they have a new identity. When you have a new identity in Christ, then that's it. The old is gone, the new has come. God showed them that they could be washed and cleansed from the sin that was done to them, and they could forgive, and then God uses them powerfully.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.